BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, coming your way from VCY America. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be focusing significantly on the midterm elections taking place next week, Tuesday. Today, we're going to be focusing on Islam in the midterms. Tomorrow, LGBT issues, and Wednesday, prayer for the election. Thursday, life or versus abortion in this election. And before we get to our main topic today, though, we do know that tragedy broke out over the weekend at a Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh. 11 killed. It's said to be the deadliest attack on Jews in American history. The suspect allegedly shouted out, "All Jews must die." The shooter also allegedly told police, "I just want to kill Jews." Well, here to discuss this, as well as Islam and the elections, the midterms, we welcome back to Crosstalk Usama Dakdak, founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. Usama travels throughout the United States and Canada, equipping Christians to be effective witnesses of Jesus Christ to their Muslim neighbors, as well as ministering to Muslims directly. He has conducted a word-for-word translation of the Quran from Arabic into English called The Generous Quran, and has also authored the two-volume set Exposing the Truth About the Quran. He's a speaker on the Revealing the Truth About Islam broadcast, which airs through the VCY American Network. Usama, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Well, thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my honor to be with you and all our wonderful audience.
Well, we certainly are going to be dealing with the midterm elections coming up, but this weekend we cannot let go by this tragedy that unfolded in Pittsburgh at the synagogue. Your reaction to what we saw take place?
The voice which this gentleman spoke loudly, "All Jews must die," is the echoing of the words of the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, Muhammad, who stated that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslim kills the last Jew, as even the rock and the trees will cry out, "O Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him." You see, Prophet, Brother Jim, Prophet Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, hated the Jews, and the hatred of the Jews and the Christian, you can find all the way, beginning from chapter 1 in the Quran, as Muslims actually pray that chapter in their 5 daily prayers 17 times. In verses 5 and 6, we read, Muslims say, "Guide us to the straight way." They're praying to their Allah. And then they said, "The way of those whom you have graced," and those whom Allah graced, as Muslim scholars agree, are the Muslims, not the way of those whom your wrath or your anger is against, who are the Jews, nor the lost ones, who are the Christians. The hatred towards Jews and Christians began in Quran chapter 1 and go all the way till last chapter, chapter 9. Obviously, the Quran written in weird order because there are 114 chapters there, but chapter 9 is the last chapter Muhammad penned. Where in it, he assured his Muslim believers, his Muslim followers, that Jews and Christians will be completely demolished, removed from the face of the earth, as they must accept Islam or they must be killed. And that is the reality of Islam. So, and people always, whenever we hear about shooting in a synagogue or any place, people always ask me, is this man a Muslim? You don't have to be a Muslim to kill a Jew or to kill a Christian. All what you need to be is simply a follower of Satan if you don't believe in the truth of Christ.
If this indeed is the reality of Islam as well, to kill the Jews and Christians, the Council on American-Islamic Relations today is expressing what they call solidarity with the Jewish community. Further, the Washington Examiner is reporting that yesterday there was a fundraising effort led by a group of Muslim Americans. They've gathered more than $80,000 now to support the victims of the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. They're using this Launch Good site, which they say is a Muslim-centric version of GoFundMe, but they report that contributions accepted from people of all faiths will be funneled to the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, which will then be the liaison to the synagogue. If Islam is so opposed to this, why would we have them coming in solidarity with the Jewish community?
So is what happened, let me remind you, 18 years ago, after the Saudi sponsored the 19 hijackers, to kill 3,000 Americans on September 11th. Saudi sent thousands and thousands of dollars. I do not know exactly what the number, but it's a large number. And I appreciate Rudy Giuliani for not accepting that money for the New Yorkers. They, the Muslims, are practicing taqiyya in America. The same care who are collecting money for the victims.
You need to explain taqiyya for those not familiar with that.
Taqiyya is Quran chapter 3, verse 28, where Allah said to the Muslim believers, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends rather than believers. And then Allah said, except, here is the exception, that you should guard yourself from them cautiously. The interpretation of that verse by all Muslim scholars, and I quote Jalalain, when he said, you can take infidels, Christians and Jews, as friends with your tongue, not with your hearts. And that is only for those who live in a country they're not strong in it, as it is in the case of Muslims who live in America. So I will not be surprised that CARE will collect a few hundred thousand dollars for the victims of that attack. But at the same time, they will pay somebody else to kill more Jews somewhere else or more Christians somewhere else in America and around the world. This is exactly what Muslims do.
I found it interesting as well that the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, called on the world, he said, to roll back the forces of racism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia. Why would he be saying Islamophobia?
Because of this radio broadcast, which we're doing right now. We're exposing the truth behind everything is happening in America and around the world with Islam. So the world who do not know anything about Islam, those who have never read the Quran, they will completely agree with those Muslims in America. Oh, by the way, this statement, Islamophobia, is given to us by the Muslim jihadi of the world. I mean, if you believe that there is a movement that's called Islamophobia, which means there is fear for no reason, why in the world the Muslim Brotherhood, like CARE and ISNA and MSA and their 30 jihadi organization, why they are the one who's speaking about Islamophobia? If you meet the killers and he tell you, you are living in this phobia, how in the world can we believe anybody else? So the Muslim Brotherhood, who are acknowledged by Egypt, my home country, and by the country of Emirates and many countries around the world, who knows these are the jihadis. These are the evil, savage Muslims. If they are the one who are here in America wearing suits and ties and speaking about Islamophobia, so who are the radicals? I mean, if the radicals tell us about Islamophobia, obviously this is a covering. It's propaganda. It's a hogwash, Brother Jim. So in reality is, for the world who do not know Islam, we are Islamophobia. But for those who have read the Quran and understood the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, I mean, can you imagine with me when I'm quoting you Prophet Muhammad saying that the Muslim must kill the last Jew? This is not Usama Dakhtok opinion. This is not some Jew or some Christian or some people out of their opinion. This is the words of their prophet. How in the world can you tell me we are Islamophobia? It's been 1400 years, Brother Jim, and Muslims have done nothing but killing Jews and Christians, not in one country, but in the 57 Muslim countries and around the world. This is not Islamophobia. That is Islam, and people need to know it.
And yet we have Jihad Watch just reporting yesterday that 800 influential Islamic scholars from 100 countries are meeting in order to establish that Islam is a religion of peace. Now, do we have to have a big conference to show that, or shouldn't we know that from their actions?
Well, not just the action. How about the teaching of Allah in the Quran? There is one famous verse in the Quran which teach Muslims to live in peace, and that is Quran chapter 47 and verse 35, when Allah said, "O you who have believed, do not be weak calling for peace when you have the upper hand." Brother Jim, as long as Muslims are weak all over the world, by the order of Allah, they must live in peace. But when Muslims have the upper hand, that's when you can 100%, without have any hesitation, Muslim will kiss peace goodbye, because then they will be the terrorist of the world.
It's interesting as well to look at who's being blamed for this. Fox News has been blamed for the shooting at the synagogue because of their coverage of the caravan. President Trump has been blamed. Israel has been blamed. This blame game is really going on here, isn't it?
Nothing new. I remember after September 11, when the Muslims and the liberals in America blamed Bush for the attack of Muslims on September 11. It was amazing, Brother Jim, that all those who speak to defend the Muslims, all those who speak to defend or to accuse Trump and other conservatives for this, they never bother to read the Quran. Even if you and I sit here for a couple, 3 hours, quote nothing but verses from the Quran and saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, which encourage people to do that, you know what they will do? They will tell you, we're taking this verse out of context, we misunderstand the Quran, we're not scholars to talk about Islam, we're Islamophobic, we are racist, and all these names. But why can't somebody of these Muslims who are talking about peace and love and peace and love, why can't some of these care leaders quote for us one verse? Brother Jim, I'm not asking for a chapter. I'm not asking for a paragraph. I'm just saying one verse where Allah taught the Muslims to live in peace or in harmony, not with the Jews and the Christians, just with one another, Muslim to Muslims. There are more Muslims killed by the hand of Muslims than those who are killed by the hands of infidels. Islam is a savage cult. And the proof is the words of Allah in the Quran, the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, and the fruit which fall from the tree of Islam the last 1400 years.
Usama Dakdak with us here today on Crosstalk. Just within an hour before coming in the studio, I had received an email from one of our listeners with a copy of a billboard that's on 35 West, I believe that's in the Twin Cities area, saying the Messiah has come, carries the tag of Muslims for peace. I mean, here again, we have that effort saying Islam is about peace.
Well, I do not know you can have peace in the Quran when you have chapter 1. I do not think you can have peace in the Quran when you have over 350 verse, which can literally ordered all Muslim believers to kill, to engage in war, to terrorize, to perform jihad. It is the word of Allah in the Quran, and especially in the final chapters, that is the Medini chapter in the Quran, which Allah used in the Quran to abrogate, to delete, or to cancel, or to replace the early Mecki verses, Brother Jim. You cannot talk about peace unless you are living in the Lala land. You don't have reality of Islam. Not because the word of Allah or the word of Muhammad, because the reality. There is no peace in Egypt. There is no peace in Iraq or Syria. There is no peace in Saudi Arabia and Yemen. There is no peace in Afghanistan and Pakistan. There is no peace in 57 Muslim countries. And today, there is no peace in Europe. And tomorrow, there will no peace in America.
We're just a minute from a break, but let's cover one more fast issue before the break, and before we get to the midterms. And that is this caravan that's coming up through Mexico right now is said to be having political implications about it. Do you believe that there's any kind of Islamic connection? Are there members of ISIS in this? Is there any connection with Islam whatsoever?
Brother Jim, every time I go to specific places in America like Miami or California, Los Angeles or different places, people immediately, as I enter the stores, speak to me in Spanish. And people around me say, why is they talking to you in Spanish? Well, they don't speak to you in Arabic. Because I said, Egyptian look Spanish. I guarantee you, Brother Jim, if this few thousand are able to come in, if there is not any Arab Muslims or Egyptian Muslims among them, I guarantee you, and I bet my life, few months from now, the next group will have few thousand people from the Middle East. We look like Spanish people, we look like South American, and the proof is this. If I go right now and I blend with these people, no one will figure me out as Egyptian. And I believe Muslims are very smart. They're already there. They don't have to come all the way from Egypt to South America. They're already there, and they walk in with all these people.
Usama Dakdak with us here today on Crosstalk. After the break, we're delving into the midterm elections. And folks, yes, a record number of Muslims running for office. Why? We'll address that after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, the age-old question, is it true that man evolved from the apes?
No, it is not, Chris. Humans were created separately. The animals, including the apes, were created after their kind, but humans were created in the image of God. Man is not related to the animals. But according to evolution, we are descended from the animals. It used to be thought that a rodent, a rat-like animal, was the common ancestor of all the mammals, but a recent study showed that the closest living relative of the common ancestor is the aardvark. How about that? We came from an aardvark. Chris, isn't it about time we recognize the evolutionary view as abject foolishness? Isn't it time we go back to Genesis and get it right?
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us in studio today, Usama Dakdak, founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. His website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Usama, we are just days away from the upcoming midterm elections here, a very critical election across this land. And this year, more than any other election, we are seeing a record number of Muslims running for office. Tell us why.
Before I even tell you why, I would like to give you a prophecy, which I'm not a prophet. I'm just going to tell you what's going to be in 2020. The expectation, over 300 men and women, Muslim believers, will be running for office in 2020. That is 2 years from now.
Well, what gives you the confidence to say that?
Well, we started with 20, and this year we're 100, and those who are studying that movement know for sure that Muslims will move from 100 to 300, which means soon. And they believe the larger the numbers you will have running for office, the larger the numbers you will be able to fit into office. Now let's answer this, the question why. Well, Muslims are here in America with the goal of removing our constitution and get rid of our laws and replace it with Sharia. And when I have been talking about this for quite some time now, maybe 4 or 5 years, and people who listen to me shake their heads, they think I'm crazy or I'm losing my mind. And I've been telling the American people, watch what's happening in Europe, because Europe is just few years before Canada, and Canada is few years before America. And people cannot see what I'm talking about. Few years ago, Muslims were doing exactly in Europe what they're doing today in America. And today we have Sharia is forced over the European, like it or not. So why Muslims are running for office? Because they know you cannot change the law of the land. You cannot apply Sharia to the American people if you are not a senator and a congressman. So they're coming into our system to be able to change our system. These are the greatest enemies, the enemy from within. And believe it or not, Brother Jim, I'm going to read to you what Mustafa Saeed, and who is Mustafa Saeed? He's a Floridian who left the U.S. Brotherhood in 1998. Listen to what he said about Muslims running for office. He said, Brotherhood members emphasize that they follow the law of the nations in which they operate. So if you ask any Muslim from Cairo or any other organization, they will tell you, we love American Constitution. We don't want to have Sharia in America. If somebody wants Sharia, then he or she must go to some other Muslim country. We don't like that. But here is this. They stress that they do not believe in overthrowing the U.S. government, but rather that they want as many people as possible to convert to Islam. So the ultimate goal for the Muslim jihadis, Brotherhood of America, like Cairo and others, is to bring more American to believe in Islam, to accept Islam. Why is that? So that one day, perhaps generations from now, a majority of American will support a society governed by Islamic law. That's what Mustafa Saeed said. He stated that the U.S. Brotherhood had a plan for achieving Islamic rule in America. It would first convert American to Islam, second, elect like-minded Muslims to political office. And this was written September 19, 2004. Mm-hmm. Brother Jim, this is the agenda of the Muslim in America. We hardly have any believer, born-again Christian, to run as a Congress or a Senate or even a school board member, for heaven's sake. But Muslims are running for all offices. And if you think these 100 are a large number, as I said earlier, I repeat again, expect 2020, that is 24 months from now, you will have over 300s.
Usama, while Muslims are saying, and we've heard that, we're proud to be Americans, we respect the Constitution, all these things, we have others like Linda Sarsour, who is saying, we will not integrate. I mean, they actually want Islamic law to override our United States Constitution.
Brother Jim, Muslims have three goals for Muslimizing America. The first one is refusal to assimilate into our society, the Western country. The second one is Muslim establishment of Sharia zones, and that will be only in small pieces of land, which we call the no-go zone. The third one is Muslim insisting that the country, America, or wherever they live, must a committee Sharia due to the principle of religious freedom. And that's exactly what's happening. And by the way, when you say Muslim American or American Muslims, Brother Jim, that title itself is an oxymoron title. Why? Because if we understand what is to be a Muslim, or what it is to be an American, you see, they don't mix together. Muslims are those who submit. Submit what? Submit to Islam. They give their allegiance to Allah, to Muhammad, to the Quran, to their country of origin. That's not how to be an American. Even the Muslim who raised the right hand to give an oath, they are practicing Quran chapter 2, verse 225, where Allah told them, it's okay to lie in your oath as long as you don't mean it in your heart. So there is no such a thing as Muslim American or American Muslims. You are a Muslim or you are an American. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot be a Christian and an unbeliever at the same time. That's exactly the reality of Muslim Americans.
There is a massive get out the vote campaign that's going on right now from the Council on American Islamic Relations. And matter of fact, when you even visit their website, I'm going to put out different things here for you to comment on. One of them has a spot announcement that is running. It's a video announcement online. And here's one phrase from that announcement. It says this: help build local power in Muslim communities by registering to vote and showing up to vote. A big Muslim turnout in a low turnout election magnifies our community voice, visibility, and impact.
It's amazing how Muslim openly, and this come out from CARE, which is a non-profit ministry, as they claim, as things are just Muslim jihadi, they should not exist. As we removed them from the country of Egypt, Mr. Trump should remove them from America. But it's amazing how these people openly asking their people to vote. And by the way, Brother Jim, if you walk, as I seen by my own eyes yesterday in Chicago, Muslim homes in Chicago have these signs in front of their homes. All these signs are Democrat. All of them. You could not find a Muslim believer in America who will vote Republican. And it is open talk. You don't talk about in secret, hush, hush. They are openly. The leaders of the Muslim in America, as you see on CARE, are asking Muslim believers in America to vote Democrat because that is their agenda. And this should be a sign for Christians who are going to be staying home in the next few days not to go and vote. Wake up, church. Wake up, Christians. I know the church is not bold enough as Muslims are. I know we're being coward and being so nice and will not ask people to go and vote. It is time for Christians to vote. I know that over half of those who claim to be a Christian do not vote for the less evil. They're waiting for the holy righteous man and woman to run for office so they can vote for them. And if you stay home at such time as this, you're helping the Democrat and the Muslim jihadi to take over this country. And soon, when Muslim replace our constitution by Sharia, as they already telling us, Brother Jim, I'm not reading this out of some Christian sites. That is what the Muslim CARE and others believe. They will exchange our constitution by the Sharia. And if you don't believe it, watch what's happening in Europe just last week to know it is coming to a city near us here in America.
Yes, because in Europe we saw a woman who spoke out against Mohammed and saw that she faced great fine as a result. It's not tolerated. You cannot speak against Mohammed.
Brother Jim, you cannot criticize Islam in Europe today. The laws has changed in the entire continent. In Europe, if you say, as that lady did, if you say, for example, which is true statement, Muhammad, when he was 51 years old, he married Aisha and she was 6 years old. That's what she said. I would love to see what Muslim or which Muslim can deny this fact. She said, he's act like a pedophile, which it is. Unless you think in America, we should change the law in America and make it's okay for men in their 50 to marry 6 years old child. This is a pedophile. And because she said that, she paid 500 euro, I believe, the European money as a penalty. And by the way, that's the same law right now they're voting on in Canada. Mm. And if it is in Europe today and it's coming to Canada next week, it's going to be in America, I guess 2021 after the next election, if Democrat win the White House.
Usama Dakdak with us here today, sharing his thoughts on this topic of Islam and the midterms. There is a full packet that's been put out by CARE. It's their Congressional Voter Guide 2018. Mm-hmm. And they mention here, this is to help educate the Muslim community members and allies as they plan to vote in the November 2018 elections. A scorecard reflects voting performances of representatives for the U.S. Congress. The votes of each legislator have been rated positively or negatively annually, depending on how closely their votes on relevant legislation correspond with civil rights and social justice priorities identified by CARE.
I love civil rights. What rights Muslim can talk about? In Islam, not only women do not have rights, but Muslim men have no rights. What is social justice? When we say social justice in America, we think about it in a way have nothing to do with the social justice in Islam. Because justice in Islam is dualistic. As a matter of fact, justice in Islam among Muslims are different between a man or a slave or a woman. Women and slaves in Islam are not have the equal justice which is served for Muslim men. So I'm shocked how in the world Muslim can talk about justice and rights when in Islam there is no justice and there is no rights. But notice here, Brother Jim, if you go and look at this list of those who are running for office, you will find that the social justice and the rights will fit perfectly with all the Democrats. Maybe they will not tell you who you should vote for, but here are the list. These people are on our side, and those people are not on our side. And if you have any common sense, if you have some logic, you know exactly who CARE wants you to vote for. 100% solid Democrat list.
This CARE 2018 voter guide says this: the 2018 election cycle once again represents the American Muslim community with an important opportunity to increase its political capacity and presence. With large concentrations of Muslim voters in key swing states such as Michigan, Virginia, Florida, Arizona, Ohio, North Carolina, and across the nation, the American Muslim population has the potential to influence who will be the next president of the United States and determine the results of local, state, and federal elections.
Oh, it's amazing, Brother Jim, that there are, I believe, 1 million Muslim. Perhaps they're lying at that number because I believe there are more Muslim than that who will be voting.
I'm going to pause you right there because here's another document that says there's 6 to 8 million American Muslims, 1 million Muslim voters, at least 1 million registered Muslim voters in the U.S., 3,000 Muslim organizations, and that every vote counts.
Sure. So when you look at all these Muslims voting, I say shame on every Christian minister in this country who did not put the same list of those who are running for office, which one carry our value, our beliefs, our way of life, and which one goes against that, and encouraging people in the church not only to pray, but to put feet for this prayer and walk and go and vote for those who are running for office. Brother Jim, if there are 1 million or 2 million Muslims can change the votes or change the result of the vote in all these locations, what about the 40-50 million Christians who are, they have the right to vote and they must vote? We can change the world, not just our election here in America.
Nihad Awad, who is the executive director of CARE, said, turn your organizations, Islamic centers and mosques into registration centers for voters and polling stations during the election. The Muslim vote can be the swing vote in major states. What kind of America are we going to have? Depends on you.
Are we going to have Sharia in our courts of law, or are we going to have this foolish man-made, man-written constitution of the United States of America? That is the message of CARE. And by the way, we have enough evidence from the Holy Land Foundation trial and the memorandum which we discovered in this trial, which shows that Muslims here in America are to perform jihad to take over America.
Midterms and Islam is our topic today on Crosstalk. Usama Daktok, our guest. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
How many times have you heard people say, you can't trust the Bible, it's full of contradictions? Yet many times, when pressed, they will just refer to articles on the internet that speak against the authority of Scripture. Creation scientist Jason Lyle confronts these alleged contradictions head-on in his book, Keeping Faith in an Age of Reason. Dr. Lyle is an astrophysicist and a defender of Scripture. He has found 420 supposed contradictions online and provides answers to every single one. Most of the supposed contradictions occur due to the failure of the accuser to read the text carefully or to take it in context. This is a tremendous resource for the average layman to provide answers to the skeptics. VCY is making available one copy of the book, Keeping Faith in an Age of Reason, for a donation of $16 or two copies for $28. Simply call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Usama Daktak, our guest today, Midterms in Islam, and we welcome your phone calls at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Usama, they're talking to turn your Islamic centers here into, you know, polling stations and get out the vote campaigns.
Sure.
They really are seeking to be focused on the Islamic center.
Sure. In the Holy Land Foundation trial, in this memorandum, which was written in 1987 by Ahmed Akram and was discovered by our government in 1993, long time before September 11, they said, the Islamic Center in every city, the center we seek is the one which constitutes the exist of our movement, the prominent of the circle of our work, our balance center, the core balance center, the pace of for our rise and to educate us, prepare us, and supply our battalion. That is the language. They continue to say this is in order for the Islamic center to turn into a seed for Islamic society, which is the reflect and a mirror of our central organization. Talking about battalion, talking about this is how Muslims in this document will be using the Islamic Center to carry attack, jihad, physical attack over the American and literally dismantled America from within America. Welcome to the Islamic Center. We think in America the Islamic Center is a place for Muslims to worship. No, it is the place where they carry their military attack to wipe out America, destroy the miserable hand of America by the hands of the Muslim believers and us, the American infidels.
800-733-9829 is our number today. 800-733-9829. We've got a couple open lines. Let's go to Robert calling from Oregon. Hi, Robert. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for your topic today. It's most cool. I can understand why you say that there's going to be over 300 coming in on Muslims vote for the 2020 election.
He's talking about 300 candidates for office that are coming from a Muslim background.
Yes. But I'm really concerned about the United States people running for office is because you hear all the problems coming in. We're having a problem here with our
just keep talking with your question. Go with your question.
Okay. The people that are running for candidates are being trashed by the left hard. Look at what's happening to President Trump and some of the other electoral people being voted on.
Well, you know, the liberals look at Muslim running for office as a winning ticket. Why? Because no one can say anything to expose what Muslims believe, even concerning Sharia. I mean, these are the Congress and the Senate who will be writing the new laws for America. And if they run just Democrats who have no Muslim background, maybe the conservative will speak against them. But the moment you put Muhammad or Aisha or Khadija or Ali for these offices, those who are running against them have to be very careful not to say anything, because if you can smell any thing from them, like they are anti-Muslim, they are going to say anything to harm them to gain this office because of their beliefs, then automatically the Muslim will look like a victim, and we are becoming the racist, and that's how Democrats are going to win by the Muslims in much greater number than to win by just liberal Democrats who are running in this country.
Let's go next to Ed in Minnesota. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, the Christians are so confused about voting, and I wonder why. Because if they would only follow the rule of God, because Jesus is pro-life, and you look at the who's for pro-life and who's for pro-death?
And that's going to be more our focus on Thursday's program here, Ed, and I appreciate
okay.
your...
Okay, I'm sorry. I want to hit it early.
Yeah.
Make sure...
And that's why we're focusing on the midterms today, primarily Islam in the midterms, and tomorrow the whole LGBT issue, and on Thursday life issues. But let me say this. We are seeing CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, massive efforts to get out the vote. Tomorrow we're going to see that the Human Rights Campaign, a big promoter of LGBT, get out the vote, get out the vote. Planned Parenthood and on Thursday, and abortion rights, National Abortion Rights Action League, get out the vote, get out the vote. And we're seeing the commonality, and Usama, you're bringing it up, will Christians get out and vote?
I don't think so. That is what's really upsetting me. If we Christian can do equal to what CARE is doing, we'll have a great success beyond the imagination and the mind. When you say half of those who are born again Christian are going to sit at home because they're looking for the holy righteous one to run for office, this is a very terrible. I have talked to many people who say, well, I'm not vote for anybody running for office. I don't vote for the less evil. Well, just think about it. Every time you don't go vote for the less evil, you're voting for the most wicked evil. That's reality. And here's the truth. CARE. If the American people know who are CARE, what they believe, what their hope to accomplish in America, this alone will move the vote of the Democrat to be in the conservative side. But the sad thing is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The Democrat hear CARE and they go with CARE, not realizing that CARE is the destruction of America. Muslims in America are Sharia in America. And I know when we say that, people say, you're just promoting fear. No, this is reality. This is fact. We're not talking about fiction here. If the American people know who CARE are and what they stand for, I promise you, none of the Democrats, those audience who are going to go vote for their party, will vote for their party.
Ed, thanks for the call. Usama, some would say, here we're supposed to be promoting peace. Are you giving hatred against Muslims?
Well, I'll advise people to investigate CARE and learn what they believe or assemble as. Just read the Quran. If you think we're promoting anything but peace and love for the Muslims, then you're getting it wrong. A lot of people, when they hear me speak with my passion about Muslims' agenda, Muslim plan, they think we teach hate. No, we love the Muslim people. Do you know when we remove the idea of having Sharia, Islamic law in America, that is will benefit the Muslim first. Because believe it or not, Muslims are victim number one of Sharia. Muslims are victim number one of Islam. Don't believe me? How about go and investigate Egypt? 4 years ago, the Egyptian Muslims stood up, spoke against the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. We removed our President Mohamed Morsi, who is right now in prison because he tried to push Sharia on the Muslims of Egypt. And the Muslim of Egypt, who knows what in Sharia is, they said, it's not heaven, the other word. And so is American as well. If you know what Muslims believe and what is their hope and their accomplishment in the near future to bring Sharia to America, I promise you, if you love the Muslim people, you should educate them about Sharia and not allow Sharia ever to be practiced in America.
Our next caller is from Lodi, Wisconsin. Charlie, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, quickly. Thank you for a good show. And I just want you to know that my Armenian family was massacred by Muslim Turks. My grandma was the only one to survive. And two quick questions. If the Muslims would take down this country, how would they handle the Democrats that helped them? Would they kill them? And secondly, do you think they have to bring down America, the Muslims, in order to get to Israel? Because we are the protector of Israel. Thank you for your show. I'll hang up and listen.
That's a loaded question here. Yes, indeed. Muslims have used liberals like a Democrat in other countries. And believe it or not, that's what they did to the Egyptian. I'm sad to say that we have in Egypt some churches where we call not conservative churches, but liberal churches. And the Muslim used that church to united Egypt to go in war against Israel. Not once, but three times. And I could not believe that the social church went with the propaganda. And when the Muslim have the upper hand in America, they will not call for peace and they will kill no matter who stand against their way. Democrat, Republican, Independent. This is the reality of what Islam is all about. Deception, my friends.
We have Linda calling from North Carolina. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for your show. This is the first time I could call in. First time listening live. Usually I do podcasts.
Well, thank you.
So I do listen to your podcast a lot. I do listen to Osama, Brandon House, and so on. And I know we talk a lot about the Muslims getting involved in our local races, and then, of course, they go to the state and then national. But and I am worried about that, but I also see, coming from another angle, you know, a lot of these evangelists, so-called evangelists now, are going in with the Muslims. We got Islam, and they're wanting to take away our guns and join in these people. How do we convince these, a lot of our church people who don't agree with a lot, who are siding with these evangelists, how do we get them to see that these Muslims do not have our best interest at heart?
Sure, thank you. And this really brings in that whole aspect of interfaith dialogue.
You know what I love, what happened just recently in an interfaith meeting where a Christian Baptist minister and a Jewish rabbi and a Muslim imam were having this interfaith meeting. And a friend of mine asked the Christian minister, "Have you read the Quran?" And he said, "No." Then he looked at the rabbi and he said, "Have you read the Quran?" And he said, "No." And he looked at the Muslim imam and he said, "Have you read the Bible?" And he said, "Yes, I have many classes, study of Old Testament and New Testament." He named them. And he said, that is a problem of America. The interfaith meetings existed in America and it will continue to exist because Muslims knows what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. And sadly, those who call themselves Christian minister, evangelist or not, evangelical or not, or the rabbis have no clue what they're doing. Muslims are duping them. They're literally using them beyond our imagination. I will advise you, my dear listeners, go and talk to these leaders and ask them to read the Quran before they have another interfaith meeting.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. We've got Fred next in Milwaukee. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to ask, what is the Muslim Million Man March, and also explain the Muslim jihadi day call to the Day of Action?
Well, brother, the Muslim Million Man Marching are those who went to Washington, D.C., and they prayed to Allah. And in that one prayer, they said, as we said earlier, "May Allah's curse to be on the Jew and all Christians are lost." That is the reality of what Muslims say in their prayer. If you know the heart of the Muslim prayer and Muslim agenda for America, it will move every Christian, even atheist and agnostic, even gay and lesbian. Those will we be talking about the next few days in this radio broadcast, to stand up with the Republican to remove the Democrat Party from the political movement in America.
Okay, I'm just saying, Usama sharing his view. This program is nonpartisan in that regard, sharing his personal views in that regard. Thank you for the call. Don in Pensacola, you're on the air.
Yes, I appreciate the guest giving us this insight into Islam and all religions of the world are the same. We all came from Satan. Ephesians chapter 2 says we were children of Satan before we were saved. I was in that condition for 32 years, and I'm glad our guest talked about the new birth into the family of God by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and all this done in Jesus' name. One description of Islam in the Bible and all religions of the world, Romans 10:3 says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness," that's Jesus Christ, "and going about to establish their own righteousness by good works, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Through the new birth, submitting to what the Bible says, you must be born again in John chapter 3.
John chapter 3, indeed. Don, I'm up against a break. We'll have a brief comment here after the break. Thank you for the call. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our number, 800-733-9829. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. For years, I've warned you that one of the greatest threats facing America are false pastors. Jesus himself warned of the wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm so thankful for our real pastors, real shepherds, but be very aware of the false and fake pastors. Many of them now are becoming mouthpieces for Marxism. And the Marxists love nothing more than the idea of taking away Americans' right to keep and bear arms. Recently, there was a national Sunday. It was known as Survivor Sunday. But as you go to the website, you quickly find it is a group of hirelings, pansies in the pulpit,
people posing as pastors. And what is their ultimate goal? The rewriting of the Second Amendment. And what do they mean by that? Eliminating your right to keep and bear arms. Marxism cannot succeed in America. There will be no revolution unless they disarm the American people. Beware of the pastors who are really fake. They are wolves in sheep clothing.
Our number is 800-733-9829. Fred had called here before the break, and Don then as well from Pensacola, and talking about Scripture. And you saw my thought about this verse in which Jesus was talking to those Pharisees and others who were opposing his plan, saying, "Ye are of your father the devil." Isn't that what Islam is as well?
Allah is Satan. And Jesus is God is a very powerful debate, which I praise God that I hold it in Mississippi. The gentleman whom I debated, the Wood, became a Christian in result of that debate. And I hope all our audience will be praying for him. But here's the truth. If you look at the agenda of the devil, the work of Satan is to destroy and to kill and to steal. And he can use any person to do that. As a matter of fact, he can use a Republican as much as he can use a Democrat to do that if they're not living in obedience to Christ. So the Democrat Party voting, or as you're going to be talking about that later, they don't have any problem with abortion. What is this? It's to kill baby. And the gay and lesbian agenda, it is to live ungodly and disobedient to the word of God. A man and a woman should be united in marriage. This is the marriage how God made it from the beginning, Matthew 19. But that's not the work of the Liberal Party. So Satan will use anyways, Islam is to kill and destroy and steal. And can you imagine if Muslims can control America's politics? That would be the end of the world. Because the only reason the Christian Asian Brothers Gym exists today and Christians in all over the Middle East exist because of America. And if America fall under Islam, there is nobody to protect the Christian in planet Earth. And that's when we see the end of time.
Frank is calling from Janesville. You're on the air, Frank.
Hello. Thank you for all the information. You guys are great. Do you think the Christians will get up and bear arms if we get taken over by Sharia?
Well, yeah, let me just say this. Will Christians even get up to vote? I mean, I think that's the greatest issue. Will believers in Christ go to the ballot box and vote?
And Brother Jim, let me say this, very important. The Egyptian rose up 5 years ago and they removed our president, Mohamed Morsi, all those who were in charge of our government. You're talking about like senators and congressmen and mayors and governors and judges. We remove all of them without using a gun. We don't have guns in Egypt. It's not about having guns. And it is a spiritual warfare, my friends. It's have nothing to do with bullets and bombs and guns. It's a spiritual warfare. Christian ought to pray and go on their knee and beg God to have mercy over this country and simply walk to the place of voting and vote. And that will end it. That will end the chaos which we'll have in America in the near future.
Jan is calling from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Jan, you're on the air.
I'd like to ask Yosama, make a comment on this organization, the IFYC and Ibu Patel.
I have no idea what is this organization. You can tell me about it yourself quickly if you don't mind.
Well, I picked up a couple of books. It's about interfaith youth center, and it's talking about Muslims and Christians and others can get together work for
it's good. It's called Let's Dig a Big Deep Hole and Cover Ourselves in It and Bury Ourselves and Our Children. Interfaith is a wicked movement started by the Muslims, and sadly, most liberals in America are sucked and duped into it. And if it is interfaith, and if they will allow me to speak in it, then I'll encourage you to go to it. If they will not allow born-again Christian to speak the truth in such meetings, it is a destruction of America.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, Jan. Daryl is calling from Hale's Corners. You're on the air, Daryl.
Hi. My question is more in the reference. I mean, there's white supremacists and KKK that call themselves Christians and they're real radicals. And I think there's the same in the Muslim group, because I know some Muslim people that are really, I guess, okay people and decent people and are not radical or nothing. But I have a problem. How do we explain the Trinity? Because the big thing I have with them is the one God. and they can't understand anything else but one God.
Okay, you've got two separate issues there. Let's deal with the first issue you brought up, and that is radical versus moderate.
There is no moderate Muslim, my friends. These whom you call wonderful, kind Muslim people are not Muslims. Once again, to be a Muslim, to submit and to surrender to what? To the orders and the commands of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad in the Hadith. Muhammad never said, be nice. Allah never said live in peace with a Christian like yourself if you are a born-again Christian. So obviously, these Muslims are not Muslims, or they're hardcore Muslims practicing taqiyya. They're pretending to be friendly with you. Have you ever read in the Quran anything fit with their way of life? No. Unless they're practicing taqiyya, Quran 328. That is the first question. So there is no moderate Muslims because simply there is no moderate Islam. The problem is in Allah and Muhammad, not in the victims of Islam, the Muslim people. The second one is?
The second one was dealing with the Trinity, explaining one God in three.
The one God of Muhammad, the absolute one, is created by a man, his name is Muhammad, who is a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a terrorist, a thug, a very wicked and evil man. That is the Allah of Muhammad. He have no son and there is no Holy Spirit. Even though Muhammad in the Quran mentions the Holy Spirit, but Muslim scholars will tell you that is Angel Gabriel. Now, the God of the Bible, whom we know him only through his word, the Holy Bible, he declared to us that he is a triune. He is a Father and a Son and a Holy Spirit. And by the way, if you go to Quran 4, 171, that is Quran chapter 4, verse 171, you see the confusion of Muhammad, because there he said that Isa, son of Mary, that is the Jesus of Muhammad, is the word of Allah and a spirit from him. So 4, 171 declared there is Allah, there is his word, and there is his spirit. And in the same verse, Muhammad said, stop, do not say Trinity. And that is to show you exactly, Muslims have no clue about the oneness of God, period.
Daryl, thank you for the call. We're out of time today. Usama Dakdak is our guest. His website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. You'll find many, many resources on his site, DVDs, teaching materials, the English translation of the Quran you'll find there, as well as his book that's in two volumes set, Exposing the Truth About the Quran. But Usama, again, bottom line, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, they're doing a huge get-out-the-vote campaign.
It's not just CARE. How about ISNA? How about MSA, the Muslim State Association? Go to the list which is put together by the Muslims in the Holy Land Foundation trial. 30 of them. They're moving so big in America, right and left, to encourage people to vote. And they will vote for those who stand for them and helping them take over America, who are the Democrat Party.
Usama, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Usama will be joining us on TV 30 tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time at WVCY Channel 30 over the air, or at vcyamerica.tv. Let's keep this election in prayer. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.